a dangerous temporary job. There was a growing tendency of terrorism in this territory. The local people were terrified. The government tended to have a tentative negotiation with those terrorists. It hired Samuel as a temporary to do the job. Samuel was an ordinary university student. He liked disco music tempo. He liked to play tennis. He could fix the broken terminals of the computer. He needed to recite many technical terms to pass his exams at the end of this term. His landlord collected the tenant's rent monthly. Because his contract had been terminated, Samuel had to move to a tent to stay over. The job was dangerous in terms of security, but he could earn some money. Money tempted him to take a risk. $1,000 was a big temptation. Samuel started off. He was rather tense, and his tense muscles exposed this. His mind was full of terrible imaginations. Then he drove a car to the bus terminal where he would meet those terrorists. The negotiation went well. The signing of an agreement would help to reduce tension. Samuel felt relaxed on the way home. He drove his car at a terrific speed, and at the same time he enjoyed the terrific view. But suddenly, his car collided with another one. Samuel was sent to hospital. He was as weak as a tender flower. His tender mother tended him patiently.
Forgiveness. Some students were busy writing theses, which was the requirement to graduate and earn a diploma. They planned to go to a thermal spring the next day for a break, but it snowed, therefore the plan was canceled. The snow was thick, but the ice was too thin for skating, so they went to a theater to see a drama. The theme for the drama was forgiveness. A boy stole an old man's wallet. The thief was caught, and other people wanted to send him to the police station. The old man agreed with them at first. Thought better of it, he gave up. That is, he decided to set the boy free. The old man had thought all the details over before he spoke. He said, "I don't want to put him into prison for his theft. For one thing, he was too young. For another, I believe that he would mend his ways." The old man's forgiveness was not theoretical, but practical. Thanks to the old man, the boy avoided being punished. He thought of the old man as his lifesaver. Thereafter, he became a new man. Thanksgiving Day was coming. Thereby, the boy decided to visit the old man. The old man got a fever and was in therapy at that time. The thermometer read 39 degrees. He felt thirsty all the time. The boy brought some textiles and a bundle of roses as Thanksgiving gifts to the old man. There were some thorns on them. Having enjoyed the drama, the students began to debate. The thesis of the debate was about forgiveness.
Homicide case in palace. The kingdom was thriving because of its wise old king. When the old king died, his two sons both wanted to get the throne. It was really a thrill for both of them. The older brother behaved as though he was the new king. He threatened to knife his younger brother if he got in his way. When he said that, he was as fierce as a tiger. The queen was a thoughtful woman. Everyone wanted to stay with her. She often used different threads to sew different ties for her sons. Keeping their rooms tidy was her pleasure. One night, the queen woke up because of a sore throat. It was quiet. All she could hear was the tick of the clock. The queen took a walk, but she saw a terrible thing. The older prince killed the younger one by thrusting a knife throughout his chest. The older prince threw away the knife out of the window. Then he wiped blood on his thumb away. The queen stood on the threshold shocked. She was thoughtful for a while. At first she wanted to call the guards, but on second thought she changed her mind. She didn't dare to do anything thoughtless. Otherwise, she would lose her second son. It began to thunder and rain, so she went back her bedroom with tears. The next day, the guards made a thorough search with the lethal weapon, but didn't find it. It became an unsettled case. but the queen often thrilled at the memory of it. She had to watch the sea tide to calm down.
Daily life. Alexander was a builder. There were two teams in the company. The two teams had competitions from time to time. According to the timetable, the workers needed to put tilted on the walls of a new building today. It was tiresome hard work. The two teams began to work in no time after the bell rang. At one time, the competition began. From the time being, Team 1 preceded Team 2. Team 2 pursued Team 1 at full tilt. Suddenly, a shelf tilted and all the timbers fell off. Team 1 had to put them in order. With the timely accident, Team 2 finished its part ahead of time. After the work, Alexander felt tired. His shoes were too small for him, and they felt tight. He decided to go to a bar. At no time would Alexander smoke. He drank at times. The waitress gave him a bottle of wine sealed tight. He took out the money from his tight pocket and paid the bill. Besides, he tipped the waitress $2. Then Alexander took his time to enjoy the wine. He was a little drunk and nearly tipped the table. He woke up in time. Alexander left the bar. He bought some tinned food for his families. The tins were made of tin. Alexander reached home on time. He went upstairs to see his baby. The baby got a cold yesterday. It took one pill of medicine at a time for 3 times a day. It looked timid today. Alexander tipped the tiny baby with the tip of his finger. Both of them smiled.
Six Years on an Island. A writer who had professor title sent an article to a magazine. He kept in touch with the magazine all the time. He wrote the article in English because it was his mother tongue. The title of the article was 6 Years on an Island. Its topic was courage and tolerance. The article touched on a real story. On Edward's 25th birthday, his girlfriend prepared some of the best tobacco for him. She used some beautiful tissue to wrap the gift. It rained heavily that day. A torrent of water poured down the mountain. Edward was drifted to an isolated island. He felt something was stepping on his toes, and then he woke up. It was a tortoise. Edward was out of touch with his families. He tossed on the ground that night. Once a ship passed by the island, Edward tossed his clothes into the air and waved a torch, trying to attract its attention. He cried, and his thrilled tone broke the quietness. But that ship still left. Edward had to face the reality. He built a wooden house for himself, including the kitchen and the toilet. He couldn't eat toast anymore. Fortunately, there were some tomatoes on the island. He planted more, but Edward suffered the tortures of loneliness. He often stared at a necklace for a long time. That's a love token from his girlfriend. Year after year, Edward hardly spoke with his tongue. 6 years passed. A passing ship rescued him finally. His families thought he had died. They built a tomb for him. By the same token, his girlfriend married another man. When she knew he was still alive, she cried and used all of a box of tissues. Edward was tolerant to her. He proposed a toast to her happiness. The editor read the article and suggested the writer touch it up a little.
A nice tour. As a tourist, Harriet was touring a famous city for the holidays. A bell tower was the emblem of that city. Before the tour, Harriet received a thorough training in a university. The transactions of that university focused on tourism and tour. Harriet had finished the transaction of business in her company. She would keep track of business when she was away. Also, she transferred her cell phone to her brother. At Jamaica, Harriet transferred from the train to a bus. Then she must tramp over a mountain. It was a tough task. Harriet kept on sweating and had to dry herself with a towel. But she was tough enough to face it. That was her trait. There was a track to the top of the mountain. She and some tramps found the trail of a rabbit. From the top of the mountain, Harriet saw a tragic scene, a traffic accident. A truck collided. A car then flew away. To avoid more tragedies, the police traced the truck and then arrested the driver. A tractor towed the car to the repair factory. In the following 3 days, Harriet visited a lot of places. She noticed there were huge trademark advertisements everywhere. She was invited to a traditional wedding. She visited a temple in which there was a statue of a traitor. The traitor would be cursed by his people forever. Harriet enjoyed her tour very much, while her family worried about her because they lost track of her since she left home.
Special news flash. This morning, the broadcasting station interrupted its normal transmissions to bring the audience a piece of special news flash. The police arrested a spy. The spy was a treasurer working in a big company. The transition from a good man to a spy was a complicated course. The man took his transistor everywhere with him. In fact, the transistor had been transformed into a transmitter. By using a transformer, he translated the codes into translation he could read. Then he transmitted useful information back. Because of his crime, the country lost a lot of treasure. The man committed the crime of treason. His purpose was transparent, for money. He would have a bone marrow transplant and needed a lot of money, but he couldn't transform his plan into reality. His sweet dream was transient. The police visited him soon. The treasurer trembled with tremendous fear. He crashed a transparent tray on the floor. The police sent him to the police station by some special transport. The man tried to jump into a trench halfway but failed. The transport was rather successful. By clever questioning, the police trapped him into making a confession. And finally, the two countries signed a treaty to solve the problem.
Exciting trip in tropical rainforest. A young couple planned to make a wedding trip in the tropical rainforest. Before leaving, the wife had had her hair trimmed in the morning. All the night, she packed her trunk. She put her trim clothes into it. Young women were always interested in the trends of fashion. She was tricked to buy a scarf made of a triangular piece of blue silk. She put it into the trunk also. Her husband never was impatient over such troublesome, trivial matters, and they never quarreled over trifles. They respected each other and never trifled with the other's affections. The couple drove a truck in the tropical rainforest. Suddenly, they heard someone playing a trumpet. They followed it and found two troops of two tribes pairing up. The couple hid themselves behind the trunk of a tall tree. There was a feud between the two tribes. One tribe played tricks on the other one. They triumphed in the end. A trial was held for both sides. The winner was triumphant because the loser must pay tribute to it. This time, the winner could obtain triple tributes. They would use trolleys to carry the tributes. The couple was excited to watch this, while the wife tripped on a tree root. The other people walked towards them. The couple jumped into the truck in a hurry and drove away quickly.
A day of Isaac's life. Isaac was a high school student. Every morning he went to school on the tube. The tube roared in the tunnel quickly. The first class that morning was music. He played a tune on the violin. The second one was English. The students gave English speeches in turn, and the teacher asked them to turn in 2 essays every month. In the afternoon, the students visited a museum first. They saw the first ship to use turbine to propel forward in the world. Then they had a tug of war. Isaac tucked his shirt into his trousers, then tugged the rope all out. He tumbled several times, but he had fun. In the evening, Isaac took a good bath in the tub, then tried on a new shirt. He recollected last weekend. He and his father went to a store. Isaac tried out the TV set before buying. He found that the TV tube had broken. They chose another good one. The television was too heavy. They took turns carrying it home. They had delicious turkey that night. Isaac was stopped recollecting by the rest bell. He lay down on the bed. He tuned in his favorite station to listen to it. In order not to disturb his roommates, he turned down the radio. The news said a hurricane was coming and the sea was turbulent. But Isaac worried about another thing, that is, the tuition was rising every year. He wanted to do a part-time job to lighten his parents' burden. He was a good boy in truth.
The twins and their tutor. A factory turned out 10,000 automobiles each year. Its turnover was quick. Its turnover was pretty high. A worker in this factory worked hard. His wife gave birth to twins. She was a typical housewife. Every night after supper, the family turned off the light, then turned on the television. The husband always asked the wife to turn the TV up a little because he could not hear very clearly. On weekends, the couple took turns to look after the twins. When the twins were 5 years old, their parents decided to turn over the children to a tutor. It may be a good idea to turn to a professional tutor. On the day the tutor turned up, the weather forecast said that the highest was 10 degrees, but it turned out to be 5 degrees. The tutor drove a car. She turned off the highway and ran towards the seashore. Typhoon always struck the villages there. Then she took the first turning on the left. The tutor used to be a typist, so she brought the typewriter with her. Once the tutor saw the twins, she liked them. Their eyes twinkled like stars. The tutor taught them how to twist threads together and how to plant turnip. Also, she explained why water turned into ice when it was cold. They turned over stones to watch ants under them. The twins liked the tutor, too. In a big competition, they won the 20th, and they told the tutor first.
Against discrimination. An undergraduate was not good-looking. In fact, he was ugly. Thus, he underwent much unbearable discrimination. His manager framed a theft against him, saying the undergraduate stole an ultraviolet-proof umbrella. The committee had an underground meeting and was unanimous to fire him. The undergraduate's understanding of his situation was correct. Undoubtedly, he was an undesirable person in his company. The undergraduate was thrown into unemployment. He had to live on the uncertainty of the dole. He was uneasy in his mind about his future. Sometimes he was uncertain to commit suicide or not. He couldn't undo the knot in his mind, so he began to drink. He was often found sleeping underneath the table. His health was undermined by drink. A reporter happened to know his affair. He decided to visit the undergraduate. The uncertain weather delayed his departure, but the reporter did visit him finally. Then he undertook the job to give fair back to the undergraduate. He undertook to finish it by next month. His understanding words touched the undergraduate. Soon the reporter undertook the investigation. He uncovered the whole affair. He wrote down the title of the article and underlined it. In his article, he underlined several points in an underlying way. His ultimate goal was to bring fair back to the undergraduate.